B'tachon for Life, Shir 18:13, Yom Rishon B'Shabbes, Parshias Matas Masei. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored Lili Nishmas Rav Yisrael Chaim ben Rav Moshe Zatzal. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send him an Ilui Neshama, and he should be Zeiche to a Lichtig Gan Eden. We are giving different examples that can help a person feel safer. An intense feeling of bitachon. If you're zeiche to it, you're close to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Be'ezer Hashem, you'll be zeiche to Yeshuas, as we explained many times. The more deep, the more intense your bitachon is, the more you're guaranteed a Yeshua. And another tool that a person can use to try to feel bitachon, to develop appreciation, like we explained, because that's the foundation of feeling savor and the higher levels of bitachon, is to make a list of the chasadim of the Rabbeinu Shlom. We discussed this previously, but as we go higher, it's more and more imperative. A person has to feel gifted, like we explained. You have to feel that the Rabbeinu Shlom is constantly showering you with gifts. And the truth is that he is. If you don't feel gifted, you're fooling yourself. You're not trying to convince yourself of something that's not true. You're trying to allow yourself to see the truth. You're trying to allow yourself to ignore the falsehood that the Yetzer Hara puts in your brain, and to realize how we're drowning in the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shlom. Regardless of what's going on in your life, you're still drowning in the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's so important to feel it. And when you make a list, you start realizing it. And the list can be things that are particular to you. That's really the first place to start. There's so much chesed that you have that other people do not. Even if many people that you know have it, but it's definitely not something that you can take for granted. We're not just talking about health. We're talking about specific examples. For example, a person lives in a nice house, a person has a nice car, a person has a nice spouse. There are so many things that we know we shouldn't take for granted, and we still do. A person has talents. Make a list. Every day, write down two or three things. You have to write it down because it ingrains it inside of you, like we elaborated on in the Cheshbon for Life Share. When a person writes something down, it makes a big impact. Or type it. The main thing is, it should be something concrete. Every day, write down two or three things that the Rabbeinu Shlalom has done for you specifically. And if you run out of things that the Rabbeinu Shlalom did for you for specifically, so pick something that's more generic. Pick something that many people have. It doesn't minimize the fact that the Rabbeinu Shlalom gave it to you. And you are training yourself to feel drowning in Chesed Hashem. That's where we're heading. We're trying to develop that feeling. When we have that feeling, Sefer becomes a no-brainer.